WCBM, Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. The military shoots down an unknown object flying at 40,000 feet off the coast of Alaska. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Less than a week after a suspected China spy balloon floated across the U.S. and was shot down, the Pentagon took action against another high-altitude object.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president ordered the Pentagon to take down the object, which was described as the size of a small car. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the White House says President Biden will travel to Poland later this month. Ed Donahue reports.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will meet with Poland's president about bilateral cooperation,
as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
The president is trying to rally allies as the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine war approaches. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the visit is meant to give Ukraine a boost, too.
We know the next weeks and months are going to be difficult and critical, especially for their armed forces, and the United States is going to continue to stand by them.
Russia is believed to be planning a renewed offensive in conjunction with the anniversary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Rescue workers are making a final push to find any remaining survivors of this week's earthquake in Turkey and Syria that killed over 23,000 people. The quake rendered many communities unrecognizable. With spring break right around the corner, the State Department is urging U.S. citizens to avoid travel to parts of Mexico over fears of kidnappings and other crime. Six Mexican states are the focus of strong warnings from the Bureau of Consular Affairs, which cited shootings between gangs that injured or even killed bystanders. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, America, it's finally here, a pro-freedom e-commerce destination where you can purchase much of what you already use every day for your home or business. It's called MyPatriotOutlet.com, and it launches later this month. MyPatriotOutlet.com is an important pro-America collaboration between the good folks at Salem Media and the patriots at Noblest.com. MyPatriotOutlet.com is the e-commerce destination where you can purchase many of the products and services you already use daily for your family or business. If you're looking for more financial freedom, MyPatriotOutlet.com also offers you a way to start your own e-commerce business without the hassle of dealing with product sourcing, shipping, returns, or customer service, while earning 70% of the net profit. And the registration fee of $799 is being waived for a limited time, so don't wait. Act now. If you want to make a difference, head on over to MyPatriotOutlet.com and join us on our mission to help save America and your financial freedom.
Moldova's government has collapsed.
Gavrilita has told a news conference, "The time has come for me to announce my resignation," saying no one expected her government, elected in the summer of 2021, would have to manage so many crises caused by Russian aggression in Ukraine. The premiership has been marked by a long string of problems, including an acute energy crisis, skyrocketing inflation, and several troublesome incidents linked to the war. A new government will be nominated by President Maia Sandu to be approved by Moldova's 101-seat parliament. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Moldova, a former Soviet republic of about 2.6 million people, known for its alliance with the West. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman is released from a Washington, D.C. hospital following an episode in which the Democrat lawmaker said he felt lightheaded. He suffered a stroke last year. News and analysis at townhall.com. It's a major historical move involving legendary radio broadcast of the Boston Pops Orchestra.
An effort to digitize more than 200 Boston Pops radio broadcast conducted by John Williams from 1979 through 1991, now nearly complete. The project is to preserve 233 live radio broadcasts recorded on quarter-inch reel-to-reel tapes that are now very fragile and in danger of chemical deterioration. The recordings chronicle Williams' work with guest performers from a broad spectrum of the entertainment industry, and some feature the first concert arrangements of many of Williams' film scores. Jason Walker reporting.
A pandemic increase in food stamps is set to end March 1st in 32 states. The cuts in SNAP are due to the end of the emergency allotments, which increased benefits at the beginning of the pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wintertime comes back into our forecast this weekend. It will be confined to the weekend, though. By Monday and Tuesday, we warm back up. Overnight lows at 39 degrees. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high near 50. And a cold rain coming in Sunday with high temps near 47 degrees and half-inch rains Sunday afternoon. I'm Scott Laurie with the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
February is American Heart Month. For over 37 years, Rescue Natural Supplements have taken care of hearts all over the world. Sourced from Norway, Rescue's premium brand omega-3 fish oils are research-backed and purity-tested to help take care of heart health, inflammation, circulation, the list goes on and on. They're also great for your brain and eye health, too. Right now, Rescue is offering a buy one, get one free deal on every single omega-3 product. In fact, they're offering a buy one, get one deal on all of their products. To place an order, call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or shop the sale online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember, when you visit the site, look for the heart on each of Rescue's buy one, get one free items. Again, shop res-q.com to take advantage of half-off savings today.
The Hampton Inn by Hilton, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to Hampton and a delicious cup of coffee and Hampton's famous buffet breakfast. For all your business needs, they have an available boardroom with free Wi-Fi. Call the Hampton Inn Owings Mills, 410-654-2780. 410-654-2780, where your stay matters.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with, what's your name over there?
I don't remember anymore.
You don't remember anymore?
Oh, sorry.
Miss Robbins here. Well, oh, you missed the opening, huh?
I did.
Okay.
I'm addicted to this stupid thing. I'm sorry.
What, the television show?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's what
I
it is.
I listen to news. I don't watch the news, but I refuse to turn off this one show on Fox.
Okay. Well, it's up to you. But we do have a show to do, you know.
I know. I'm back.
So, hey, everybody. Welcome to the Outdoors and Radio Show with Robin, eventually. And, Okay. And our producer, Aaron, over there at the studio. Good morning, Aaron. How you doing? Good, good. It was good to meet you last week. And did a little face-to-face. And when I was live at the station, so now we know what you look like, or I do. You don't have to take a selfie and send it to our you know, text message.
You were trying to explain it. I told
Robin how handsome you are. You know.
Say that word.
Yeah, buddy. So anyway, here we are. Last week we were at the studio, of course, and everybody said how well I sounded, you know, coming from the studio. Well, that can be expected when you're not using a little mic here in front of your face as opposed to the big mic sitting there on the stand in the studio. But
you've also had problems for the last 3 or 4 weeks with broadcasting out of here because of our internet system. So people got used to hearing you on the phone and under the couch upside down and backwards trying to get it to work.
Yeah, it's true. But we were able to, we wanted to get a new Wi-Fi system installed in the house. And I can never remember the name of the system, whatever. A plume system, right. So we now have little roosters all around the house.
Pods.
Okay. Why don't you tell them?
Well, that's all right. Keep going. I'm just helping.
You're just going to correct me. Okay.
I thought the funniest part was when they called to find out how it went. You know, they called me the next day. And I had called, actually, them to compliment the guys because the guys who worked on it were excellent.
Yeah.
But I hadn't got a chance to talk to them. So they called the next day, asked how it goes. And not more than 2 seconds into how they go, I lost everything. Internet, cable.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. So...
Yeah, it was.
You know, I don't think it's anything having to do with the router or the house or anything like that, but, you know, there's always little problems Johnny Mouth's on TV. How about that?
I
know. He did something with his hair. He looks like he went a little blonde on us.
He looks older, too.
Really?
I guess we all do.
Well, it's been like 5 years since we went to his party, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
Oh, my God.
So. I know it is. So anyway, we got that resolved. We hope we sound okay this morning coming from the house on the new Wi-Fi system. So that's that. After the show last week, we got to go to the flea market up at the Hereford Fire Department in Moncton, Hereford, on Moncton Road in Hereford, and met a lot of nice folks, a lot of people, kind of reconnected with a bunch of people that I hadn't seen in 10, 15 years, and a lot of talk, fishing talk, a lot of fishing tackle, met some new people, and we had actually 15 deer come in to be measured, which we were amazed that we got that many, and 8 of them actually worked out that they got in the record book, they made it to the record book. So a couple good ones, and we saw Lee there, and we saw some of our callers and guys I've fished with in the past, and you know, guys we connected with in another life. So you know, it was really nice kind of little reunion there, and everybody asked about Robin, how she was feeling. So Robin, you know, your fan base is out there, they're concerned about you.
They've been adjusting my medications, and it's been, waking up in the morning's been hard.
Yeah. Well, and it's all good. You know, you're getting there. So,
and last week we all got sick.
Yeah, we did. We all got sick, everybody. Kids, grandkids, Rob and I, we were, you know, on the edge for a while. Yeah, everybody. Yep, everybody. So, that was kind of the week. I took the truck to the shop. Had to get the oil pan replaced again. That's twice in 2 years. And so that was a day without my truck. Interesting. So we got to get the mag. And then Hunting Quarterly came back and did deliveries for the last 2 days all over the Eastern Shore. And yesterday I went west. I went to Carlisle. I went to Hagerstown. I went a little bit in Frederick. Didn't finish Frederick. Didn't finish Carroll County. But we'll be back up there this week putting out the new Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. It is available online. That launched on Monday. So we're looking forward to that. Everybody asked me how my teeth are doing. I got some emails, everything like that. The pain has subsided a little bit. The stitches are all gone. There's still some swelling, and there's still some discomfort with the new temporary denture, but much better frame of mind. Still hitting the pain meds. The antibiotics ran out, but I'm doing okay. Just so you know. So Robin still has back pain. She's over being sick. I'm pretty much over being sick. She kept the grandkids yesterday, so all is right in the world. Right, Robin?
Uh-huh.
And now all we need is some callers. We're going to give some tickets away today to the National Outdoor Show. And that's coming up Friday and Saturday, February 24th, 25th. The address there is 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek, Maryland. It's the K-8 school right there on 16. Admission is only $8 for adults, $4 per child. It's the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. And they launch that thing on Saturday, and it goes into the all hours. So, but you will see some amazing stuff. Hey, you're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. And most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hard-working people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. And that pretty much describes it. There's a weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all, local savor local seafood delicacies, muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. It's Friday, Saturday, February 24th and 25th, 2023, no Sunday. See you at the 76th National Outdoor Show. Visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. All right, so we got to visit a number of our sponsors and our advertisers this past week, and you know, one of them happens to be Clyde Sports Shop. Been with us for a long, long, long time, since the early 80s, as a matter of fact. Original sponsor of the old Maryland Sportsman Show when I first started on the radio. That's what it was called. So we're looking forward to continuing to work with those folks long time into the future. So here's what they've got. They've got their Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale coming up March 17th through Sunday, March 26th. And it's not too early for you to mark that on your calendar. It's a store-wide sale, fishing rods, reels, combos, all fishing tackle, 10% off, excluding bait and licenses. You can save on premium monofilament line for half price, only 1.5 cents a yard. Just take your empty spools and have them install new line. And now that does not include Power Pro, the braided line. Yes, dude, you want to say something?
Down your output a little bit.
My what?
Output.
My output.
Coming out really loud.
Okay, can I do that after I finish this commercial?
Yeah, you're projecting very...
No, wait, you mean my volume going out over the air or to you?
Yeah.
Okay, I can turn that down. Oh, I can see why, too. Okay, is that better?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, Aaron, is that better?
Now you're a lot lower in my ear, so...
Okay. Okay, thanks, Aaron. Sorry, Clyde's right in the middle of your commercial. They feature Shakespeare, including the world-famous Ugly Stick rods and Fluger rods and reel. All rods and reels are on sale. The Penn spinning reels featuring the Battle 3 series. The Fluger spinning reels are on sale. All rod and reel combos are on sale. Kids combos fishing kits start at $19.95, and they're specific for trout, bass, panfish, and more. Check out the line of St. Croix rods as well. Don't forget, Clyde says live bait minnows. Why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9. That's phone numbers 242-6108, 410-242-6108. They've been around since 1957. ClydeSports.com, ClydesFishingGear.com, open 7 days a week. Clyde's Sports Shop in Lansdowne. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Okay, so our friends at Backyard Billy's, you know, they're getting ready for spring, believe it or not. But, you know, there's still some cold weather coming, so don't forget about those fireplace inserts, those gas fireplace inserts from Enviro and Regency. Don't forget that Enviro has a great line of pellet stoves and pellet inserts, and that Regency has some freestanding wood stoves and wood stove inserts. You will enjoy the heat from all of those. So, but like I said, summer's right around the corner. Spring's right around the corner. You're going to want to get in the outside, in the outdoors. You might have been out in the yard this week. I mean, the grass isn't up, and the deck needs cleaned off a little bit and that type of thing. But you know what? Take a look at the Traeger pellet grills, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe charcoal smokers. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas as well. But don't forget, when you pull up to Backyard Billy's, you are going to be surrounded by outdoor furniture. Poly furniture, hardwood, outdoor and patio furniture, tables, chairs. You'll be amazed at the number and style of Adirondack chairs and colors. You can see all that from Route 50 to Exit 44 in Kent Island, but why not, you know, get off the highway, go in, take a look at what they've got. You will be amazed. Gym sets, tiki bars, storage sheds on Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Why not stop the browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Tons to see and do with events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Sure.
Like Loretta or Hi, everybody.
All right. We got the mirrored ball spinning back here in the room. And
I'm a dancing away.
Yeah, Robin's just, she's a dancing fool.
I used to be. Oh, I love to dance.
I know it. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Robin. How you all doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good.
Yes, sir. You got some tickets last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. Or week, whichever it was.
Yeah.
Last
okay.
week before.
Yeah, last week. Yep. So they'll be going out this week. So. Mm-hmm. Been a crazy week going on here for for a lot of reasons. So, yes, indeed. So, how was your week?
Just normal week.
Normal week, huh? Got it, buddy. So, yeah, well, the water's getting a little warmer out there. The weather's getting great. You should be out there getting ready to do some fishing. There's some a few fishing reports out there, some yellow perch coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's see what it brings. A lot of people catching pickerel from what I see on online, social media. So if you're in a spot, get a flashy bait out there. If you know there's some pickerel around, get a flashy bait out there and see what you can do. I used to love catching pickerel. Caught a lot of them in my life. And my dad outfished me on pickerel a couple of times. My biggest one was 24 and a half out of Deep Creek Lake, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a lot of places, tidal water has pickerel. Robin, you've caught pickerel, haven't you?
Uh-uh.
Never caught a pike in a tidal river?
Nope.
Really? Oh. And the hickory shad will be coming soon. You want to go this year?
Sure.
All right. We're starting a new magazine. It's called Big As Fish. The domain name has been purchased, and we've got a cover design, kind of a draft, and calculated the advertising rates. We're out there talking about that, and was just in Chestertown the other day, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, and the new magazine's up there at Cypress Creek Archery and where else? Shore Taxidermy. So we're happy to... We're happy to get that out and talk to some folks about the new magazine. It's focused on snakeheads and catfish and carp and all the kind of rough fish that are either invasive or, you know, people want to, big fish. These fish get really big and, you know, they bow hunt them and they fish for them, and it's quite a time to when you get a big one on the line and have a tussle with it. So we're working on that. So we'll talk about that anyway, but it'll be good to see you down at the outdoor show. Friday night, Saturday, 24th, 25th.
If I come, it'll probably be on Saturday.
Yeah, that'd be good. We're going to be there. We've been working with our measures. We've got a handful of measures going to show up to measure deer. We're looking forward to that. Sika deer, especially if you know anybody that's taken a nice sika deer. We'll be measuring up sika deer. Hopefully some black bears will show up, but there's some big whitetails in that area, and we measured one sika deer for a fellow last weekend, and then Bobby Newton, our measuring director, measured a big one this week that it actually netted over 70 inches, which is just a giant sika deer. So, that's pretty cool. If anybody has any questions about that, you know, antler measuring and how we measure and how people get it in the record book, we invite your phone call. We also invite your phone call, like Glenn, who just called in. Now, he won tickets last week. But if you'd like to win tickets, we're giving away two sets of tickets to the National Outdoor Show, and that's February 24th, 25th in Golden Hill, Maryland. And you've been there before, Glenn. So, man, there's a lot of stuff going on there on the outdoors and a lot of, you know, curtains and that type of thing. One of our favorite jewelry shops will be there.
I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh, I know. I know. Thomas's Jewelry, you know, they have a wildlife collection down there in Cambridge. They've got snake heads and muskrats and traps and crabs and fish.
If I'm not at my booth, you can find me right in front of theirs.
Yep. Hooks and antlers, crab claws, necklaces, chains, necklaces, what do they call them? Bracelets.
Charm bracelets?
Charm bracelets, all that stuff. So.
He just had charms put on mine.
Yes,
you
did.
There.
Yeah, good people. So they'll be there. And a lot of other people, a lot of local people there, a lot of nonprofits. And, you know, and you've been there, you know, you've been there, so you know what it's like. Right, Glenn?
Yeah.
Yep.
And you kind of dropped out on me somehow.
Oh, I did? I'm sorry.
I
didn't mean that.
I had to be calling.
Well, I hope I was going out over the air. Robin made me turn my volume down. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine now.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I hope I didn't.
Completely. I mean, you were gone completely.
Gone? That's air.
I called
back. That's
Aaron. He got straight again.
All right. Yeah, I got it. So, all right, buddy. Well, appreciate the call. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right. All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Carter.
Yep, you too. God
see
bless.
Joe. Jeez. See you, Glenn.
Are you with us, Robin?
I was thinking about the dog.
Robin, are you with us?
Yeah, I just said it wrong.
Okay.
My fault.
All right. Glenn likes to hear from you.
I love talking to Glenn. I really do. I did not mean to call him our dog's name. I didn't. It was just a mistake.
All right. Any callers on the line there, Aaron?
Jeez, I need to go back to sleep.
All right. 410-WCBM68. Let me give the number. Maybe we can get some callers in here to win some tickets for the National Outdoor Show. 410-WCBM680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. To win tickets, call in. Leave your name and number with Aaron, and two people at the end of the show will win two tickets to go to the National Outdoor Show. Then all you got to do is go on the air with me. So let's get some calls in here, folks. So all right. So what else happened this week? A lot of people fishing, a lot of people getting ready to go fishing, you know, with waterfowl season ending up. And still people rabbit hunting, squirrel hunting, which is fine. That's great. Still people out there hunting those light geese on the conservation order, the snow geese and Ross's geese and light geese and what they call them. So
there's always a hunting season somewhere.
So yeah. And
Alan always hits me with, this is the last time I can go deer hunt for this year. And then all of a sudden it's another season. Last time I can go deer hunting for this year.
Well, that ship has sailed now, finally, February 3rd. So.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Right. Leftovers.
That's all right. So, you know, and we're in the show season. You know, we're in the fishing show season. We're in the big National Outdoor Show in Pennsylvania. It wraps up this weekend. We've heard a lot of good comments about that. Some of our folks that advertise in our magazine have done pretty well up there. Let's see, where was I yesterday? I was in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania yesterday, and the owner of Shank's Argo Sales, Randy Shank, was telling me that they've been busy. The crowds have been incredible, and which is a good thing for the outdoor show. But he said the general mood is, you know, people want out. They want to get out and do something. You know, the mask mandates are over. People are just, you know, in a good mood. They're shopping. They're spending money. And same way with the folks at Esch's Sheds. I saw Jesse Esch yesterday. They've got their redneck blinds up there and their county line blinds, of course, on sale. Everything's on sale. And he was telling me about how pretty good the crowds were. So I'm glad to hear that. And hopefully we were a small part of that, promoting those shows on the air and giving away the tickets. So if you'd like to win tickets to the local show. By the way, when we have our guys there, this will be the first event and that's scheduled on the Eastern Shore. So Eastern Shoremen, if you have a nice sick of deer or a nice white tail or even a black bear, come on down to the outdoor show and have it measured for the record book. End of February, 24th, 25th, Friday night and Saturday. We won't be back on the shore for an organized event till after March sometime. So the schedule for measuring for bucks, bears, stags, right now, starting at 10 o'clock, our guy Chuck Wilcox, he's up in Frostburg at Mountaintop Firearms, and he's measuring a handful of deer and one big Boone and Crockett bear that was a found picked-up skull for a fella. And then nothing on the 4th. The 11th will be at the Maryland Bowhunter Society. Now, if you'd like to have a great time, visit their website, MarylandBowhuntersSociety.com.
That is always fun.
There are 400 people there in the room, a lot of door prizes and things like that. Get yourself a table and head to the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet. That's on the 11th, and that is at Martin's West. If you enjoy a good event like that, you know, those good conservation events, and it's all for a good cause. Maryland Bowhunter Society, good people, one of the local conservation organizations, no national headquarters anywhere, you know, and they are members of Hunters of Maryland. They're and they work through them for positive legislation for not only bow hunters but all hunters. So National Maryland Bow Hunter Society benefit banquet, March 11th. The 18th will be measuring in Westminster, Maryland, at the Ag Center, in conjunction with the National Archery in Schools program, and we'll be there from like 10 to 4. And then the 25th and 26th, I believe, if I'm reading that right, that's the Maryland Sportsman Show, MD Sportsman and Outdoor Show at the Howard County Fairgrounds. We'll have our setup there and a number of measures there to measure. That's going to be a big one. It's going to be a big one. At March 25th and 26th at MD Sportsman Outdoor Show. That's Howard County Fairgrounds. That's I-70, Interstate 70, Exit 80 in West Friendship. So I think I said all that right. So if you'd like to get a deer in the record book, this may be your, you know, final opportunity in your local area. We're going to keep doing events throughout the year. Our 2023 second edition record book will be coming out, and we're looking forward to that. Now, if you know any good photographers, we're looking for photographs for our cover. A good Sika deer cover, a good white-tailed deer cover, and a good black bear cover. So you photographers out there, or if you know a good one that does wildlife photography, we are looking for cover photographs. And, you know, the guys that did the job last year did a fantastic job. It's one of the finest-looking book covers, if I do say myself, that I've ever seen. So we want to do that. We want to do that again this year. Just knock it out of the park with bucks, bears, stags.
We got lots of callers.
We do. Who we got?
We've got. Start with Paul in Tennessee.
Okay. Morning, Paul. How are you doing?
We have.
Hey, well, good morning to you, sir.
I'm
out in Tennessee at the moment. I used to live up here. And I didn't have anything exciting to tell you. I just wanted to say I've been in Tennessee now for almost 7 years, and it's very nice to come back here to do a little visiting. And first thing in the morning, I hear a voice that I haven't heard in 6 years, and I'm glad to hear that you and the show and your family and everything is doing so well.
Well, we're doing
well,
okay.
You.
Thank you so much. Well, Paul, listen, you can listen online. You know, if all you got to do is get up early, but you can listen. We're all over the World Wide Web and all the radio apps and WCBM.com. And, I mean, you can tune right in any morning you want.
Well, this is true, but down there I'm on 53 acres and my mornings are quite busy, but I appreciate the offer.
Well, I'm glad to hear.
I'm
glad to hear you're busy, that's for sure. 53 acres taking care of the home ranch, huh?
Well, if he hasn't heard your voice in 6 years, I was never on the show with you back then.
No, ma'am. But you were one with your husband a few times talking about things, as I recall.
There you go.
Well, that's probably Kathy.
No.
I don't know the answer to that. I do remember that it was Alan and a young lady. But anyway, like I said, nothing exciting to say. I just want to tell you how great it is to hear that you guys are still on the air and still doing well. So congratulations. You must be very
well. Thanks, Paul. Thank you. 34
thank
years.
You very
thanks
much.
For calling in. And next time you call in, share a little bit more about Tennessee, the wildlife. I'm sure you got some bears and some deer and some turkeys down there. So on your 53 acres. Yeah, I bet you are. Do you hunt while you're there? You do any hunting and fishing?
Oh yes, sir. Yeah, we have a fair number of deer, pretty well covered up with turkeys, and I have more turkeys now that I'm running cows because. There's one thing turkeys love to do is to scratch up everything that cows left that's dried up and full of bugs, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
That's true. Yep.
So we do okay. Anyway.
Good. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Have a super day.
Have a great day.
Thanks, now Paul. It's Chuck and Glen Burnie.
Chuck and Glen Burnie.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. It sounds like you guys are doing much better, too.
Well,
oh,
thank
much better
you.
Than last week.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I was kind of hoping maybe you could help me understand something. Look, I am in my 60s, and I have fished pretty much my entire life, and I've caught a wide variety of fish, and I've even caught some fish that some people would consider trash fish. I don't. Any fish to me is a good fish. But I don't. I saw on the TV the other night where there's this new gimmick now where you literally fish for trash. I don't understand the concept of this fishing with a magnet. I can't get excited about pulling a piece of pipe out of the water or a rusted old...
I did hear something about that.
A bicycle frame. I don't know. Maybe you can help me understand what it is about it. That
is that the woke trying to clean up the bay or something?
That may be part of it, but it can result in some unusual finds. Now look, I'm like you. A magnet is attracted to steel items. Okay, so what could you possibly bring up? Maybe a fishing rod and reel. Maybe a firearm. Okay. Yeah. Somebody pulled a motorcycle out the other day I saw. And, you know, I'm thinking, what are you going to do with the motorcycle that's been underwater for, you know, enough to grow algae on it? I don't know if you can clean it up and get it running. I have no idea. I guess it's just like, you know, looking for arrowheads or metal detecting or something like that. It's just another thing to do. But I'm kind of like you. I don't know if I could get that excited about, you know, throwing a magnet overboard and trying to bring something up out of the bottom of the river or whatever.
I don't know. Just for conversation, I just don't get it.
I like that, but I like the fact you brought that up because I heard that and I've forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, there's no struggle, there's no pullback, there's no fight. Yeah.
There's no talent involved. There's no strategy.
No finesse.
Maybe the tide may affect it, I guess, the amount of line you got to put out. But, I just thought it was...
A new magazine,
I
Alan.
I can think of better things.
Magnet fishing.
Hey, can I ask you one other thing?
Sure.
That's always been, you know, a topic of conversation, and particularly when around deer camp. You and I, a couple weeks ago, we talked about butchering deer and how... Mm-hmm. It seems like a lot less people are doing it. They're taking
that's
it to
true.
Processors, which is okay.
Yep.
But the thing that's always been a debate is it's very tough to do it now, and that's the age of the meat here if you're going to butcher your own deer because it's been so warm. But back in the day when it was colder, some guys would tell you, well, you needed 4 days with the hide off. You needed 7 days with the hide on. And it was always been, something that we always discussed. And I found, for me, and it goes way back in the day, when I read an article, there were two brothers that were raised, trained butchers. And they owned a hoity-toity steak. Well, wait a minute. Let me rephrase that. Hoity-toity might offend somebody. An upscale restaurant in New York City.
I don't think you're going to find too many people on these listening on these airwaves that are going to be offended by hoity-toity.
Okay. You know what I mean. But anyway,
I do.
You owned this fancy restaurant in New York City, and they were butchers and they were deer hunters. And their take was fresher was better. And as soon as you could knock the hide off, get it caught up and get it in the refrigerator, that was their best way to go. And for me, that's something that we've always stuck to. But I just wanted to get your feeling on whether you were into the aging with the hide on, with the hide off, and how long.
Okay. I did not process that many deer. But when we did, we'd get them, we'd skin them, we'd hang them, and then eventually cut them up, but it wasn't to the point where we let them age to, you know, 10 days or 12 days or 7 days or anything like that. Now, we have had processors that do that, And the processors that do that and have done that for me in the past do let them go anywhere from a week to 10 days. You know, hanging in the cooler with the hide off. And people don't understand what that does is when you hang a deer from its, usually from its, hamstrings, and the deer's hanging essentially upside down, the weight of the animal and gravity will tend to separate and pull the meat tissue and allow it to expand and allow it to become tender. And when in that process, it becomes more tender, it becomes easier to cut, but it also becomes firmer. Am I saying correct this correctly?
Yeah, okay.
All right. So the meat, A, tastes better. B, is more tender.
Well, okay.
Because the muscle tissue has relaxed. It's stretched. Okay. The whatever tissues is between the tissues is become more flavorful because just of the process of the breaking down of the muscle tissue.
In the end, yeah, I get that. But it's always been a matter of debate. And like I've said, well, we've done most of our deer ourselves.
Yeah.
And I understand how the deer processors are.
Yeah.
And they can get really, really busy at times, but they can't get rid of all that silver skin.
No, they don't.
It's very difficult, you know, so you wind up butchering a deer twice. I find when I get it home, I got to do more cutting on it.
So yeah, well, I will tell you, there are some of them out there that really do a great job. I mean, a fantastic job.
Yeah, yep.
And you got to find them. You know, that's the thing. You got to find them. You got to go in when they're cutting, and you got to talk to them. And you don't just drop your deer off in a 24-hour drop box with a tag on it that says standard cut. You go in and you talk.
I've had to do that because we were out of town. You know, I didn't have a choice.
Right.
You know, when I have the opportunity, I'd much rather take care of it.
I hear you.
And I taught my son how to do that too, so he can knock his out in no time. And he wraps it up real nice and with those. Those new sealing devices that really makes a difference.
As opposed to
the old butcher paper and the masking tape. Oh boy.
I will pass by a butcher shop that still wraps the old fashioned way to go to one that does the vacuum sealing because it stays so fresh so much longer, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean you put air in contact with meat, you're gonna have trouble.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
But you see all that air, you prevent as much air from touching that meat as possible, you're going to have a much longer lasting and much better tasting wild game. No question.
Yep. And, heat and moisture, that's bacteria. And, you know, I've seen guys that take a hose and they hose a deer out. I've never done that. No. Paper towel, that's it.
I got you. All right, we got to let
but
you
anyway,
go, but thanks
I
for the call.
I contributed good. Something today.
And,
I think
yeah, you
contributed
did.
A lot. Thank you very much.
Enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
All right,
buddy.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I've forgotten about that magnet. We got two more callers, so I don't know where
I know. We're gonna get to them. We're going to do a little break here, and then we'll get to Mike in Rosedale and Rick on Kent Island. So, but we got to tell them about Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 15 East, and that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, I'm rolling Firestones on the F-150, folks, from Spurrier's, and I'm enjoying it, as well as Michelin Yokohama. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model, and Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your farmyard. We're talking garden tractors, farm equipment, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. That's no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. 8384. Visit the website, SpurriesTire.com, 822-7384, Spurries Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I went fishing one day, and I put my hook out in the
perfect,
water.
Perfect, Aaron.
And something
Aaron,
got a hold
perfect,
to
music.
It, and it tried to get loose.
Alan can't
when I
hear
pulled
me.
It up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was a twisting and a turning, trying to get loose. But the hook had him down. And he couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hook fish. He hooked his feeling in me. And one Friday evening.
All right, let's talk to Mike in Rosedale. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Mike,
you still with us?
No, we lost Mike.
Did we lose Mike? Call back next hour, Mike. What's that? Yep, sounds like it. How about Rick on Kent Island? Still with us, Rick?
Too long.
Rick had to hang up, too, I guess. Greg in Delaware. Good morning, Greg. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, good morning. How are you all?
Wow, you sound excited. We're all wide awake this morning.
Well, I've been on the road on the way down to Southern Virginia since 1 a.m. So.
Oh, man, okay. Gotcha.
What did you get on the road at 1 a.m. to do?
Well, I'm on my way down to test out a bunch of rounds that I built for my rifles.
Okay.
And to see how they perform. And but I was actually calling to answer some questions about the magnet fishing and
before
light
you,
hide on.
Before you say that, we were just going to say, I'm really interested in finding out what you all catch magnet fishing.
Well, I've gotten a couple Civil War cannonballs from the Appomattox River.
Okay.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so that's one of the main reasons. It's a form of metal detecting.
Yeah.
Well, we would love to get some pictures of what people have caught or fished.
Well,
y'all got my curiosity.
Stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, y'all got my curiosity up.
Now Robin is going to buy a big magnet. Well, what kind of magnet do you use?
Well, you can. You know, they actually sell them at Harbor Freight. It's like a rare earth magnet, and you just put it on a paracord, throw it out. Reel it in. Most of the time, you don't get anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get horseshoes, and depending on where you are on a river. If you're at a Ford, you're going to find all kinds of neat stuff.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Okay.
Now you all got me interested in this now.
Say it again.
It's in a historical area, too.
Oh, yeah, you got to be in a historical. I get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then as for, like, the deer hide. So down in southern Virginia, they run dogs.
Right.
So the deer is absolutely packed with adrenaline once you get it.
Right.
So leaving the hide on actually removes that gaminess that you get from the adrenaline. And I've always found that to be the case. If I take the hide off sooner than later, it actually, I got the gaminess. Now, if I leave it on and I got the opportunity to let it hang for 4 or 5 days, it's almost like eating steak.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Have you compared hanging it for 4 or 5 days with and without the hide?
No.
Ah,
no,
okay.
No, I haven't done that.
All right,
that would be a really good test.
yeah, your assumption is that the hide, leaving the hide on pulls out the adrenaline, okay? My conjecture is that the gaminess comes from the fat in the meat, because the fat on a deer is on the outside, not marbled in the meat like it is with a beef, okay?
That's correct.
The fat is more like a tallow, and that is what sticks to the roof of your mouth or gives you that gamey flavor. And that's what people don't like about wild game. And so if you're like I do, when I go to the butcher shop, I tell them, if you're going to grind that meat, I want it trimmed, okay? And you'll still get some, but it's not like, you know, trying to cut a steak and eat the fat off of a steak, or, you know, like you do on a steak or a pork chop or something like that. So, no, I won't eat deer fat. I'll trim it every time. So.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you for that.
Yep. But if you like the taste of that, if you like the taste of that, more power to you.
Well, it doesn't bother me. I grew up eating deer meat. It's a funny thing. I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland. So
right.
You'd think, well, that's a city boy, but now we had deer meat like crazy when I was growing up, so.
I was born in PG County, and I never ate it.
Robin was born in PG and never ate it, so I get it.
That's an oddity right there, because PG is country.
Oh, that's
well. I was Bladensburg.
Right
outside of DC, but I moved to Anne Arundel County when I was, or out of that area when I was like 6 to 13. My grandparents stayed till I was 13.
I hear you.
But I loved going up there just for the difference. But we never ate deer meat or anything like that. My mom couldn't cook red meat to save her life in the first place. She made a rump roast that turned into a football.
I'll tell you who could cook red meat, and that was my former mother-in-law from my first marriage. She would cook steaks, bake them in the oven in milk. And I'll tell you, that was some pretty good venison. So. All right. Hey, like, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the tips.
You guys have the best radio show on Saturday morning. I love listening to you all when I drive down to my farm.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, good luck on the rounds. What are you shooting? What are you shooting today?
Well, I got a 280, and that I had a really fast twist rate put on a barrel by McGowan out in Montana.
Yeah.
So I can shoot really heavy bullets. I got a 223. That I'm trying to get right, and then I got a 7mm 08 that I'm going to be that I got some Hornady VMAX bullets that I'm going to test.
You are a long range deer hunter, then. All right.
Yeah, the deer that I got this year, it's really not long range, but 150 yards both.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, I've killed 3 deer over 400 yards. 435, 1425, and one just at 400 with factory 130 grain 270 ammo. So,
well, 270 is an awesome round.
It really is. Yep. So,
and all people talking about the 6.8 Western being the new look. If you got a 270 and you want to shoot heavier bullets, just get a new barrel put on.
Yep.
And have it kept it, especially if you reload.
Exactly.
You can shoot those heavy bullets, but I'll tell you what, all these new rounds. I'm an old-fashioned kind of person. I'm only 48, but I do love my old style. You know, my bullets are old. So.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate it. We gotta go. Thanks, Rick.
Okay. Have a good one.
Call again. Yep.
Everybody, get out. Stay safe. Enjoy the day. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends.